Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Kahir Chesete. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed the importance of cultural connectivity in the development of India, speaking at the 100th birth anniversary celebrations of Bharat Ratna and legendary singer-musician Dr. Bhupen Hazarika at Guwahati yesterday. Mr. Modi said, "Real and wrought connectivity is necessary for the economic development of the nation, but cultural connectivity is a must for its unity," highlighting that the country's development cannot be imagined without the progress of the Northeast. He said, "The entire country is getting acquainted with the history and heritage of the Northeast as the centre is emphasising cultural connectivity." Paying tribute to Dr. Hazarika, PM Modi called his music as symbol of unity and national integration.
भूपेन दा ने ऐसी अमर रचनाएं रची जो अपने स्वरों से भारत को जोड़ती रही, जो भारत की पीढ़ियों को जगजोड़ती रही। भूपेन दा सशरीर हमारे बीच नहीं रहे, लेकिन उनके गीत, उनके स्वर आज भी भारत की विकास यात्रा के साक्षी बन रहे हैं, उसे ऊर्जा दे रहे हैं।
On the occasion, the Prime Minister also unveiled a 100 rupee commemorative coin and released a biography of the music maestro in 21 languages. On the second day of his two-day visit to the Northeast, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of several projects worth over 18,530 crore rupees in Assam today. The projects include Darang Medical College and Hospital, Guwahati Ring Road Project and Kuruwa Narengi Bridge over Brahmaputra. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate Assam Bioethanol Private Limited at Golaghat and lay the foundation stone of the polypropylene plant at Numaliga Refinery Limited. The 25th edition of the Naga Students Federation NSF Martyrs Memorial Trophy got off to a glittering start yesterday evening at Indira Gandhi Stadium in Kohima. Addressing the opening ceremony, Minister of Rural Development and SIRD Metsubo Jamir paid tribute to memory of late Kekojalie Satsu and late Vikozo Yoshe. He highlighted football as a growing source of pride and identity, urging players to train with discipline and aim for international success.
Let your journey inspire others to believe that excellence is possible from our needs, from our little towns and villages. That another player in football stand for the world stage. We are giving you the talent, the skills, the passion, but you want the education, the courage, and courage to bring me.
Mr. Jamir also called on the public to support the players, saying their journey could inspire future generations. He stressed that sports builds cooperation and respect and urged continued support to nurture talent and inspire youth across Nagaland. The tournament is jointly organized by the NSF and the Angami Students Union under the theme Goal for Peace. In the opening match, Chedema Village Youth Organization defeated Amigos FC Tesopenal 7-0. The Nagaland State Legal Services Authority conducted the third quarter national Lok Adalat for this year yesterday across the state. Altogether, 461 cases were settled through various sittings held by the district legal services authorities, with settlement amount exceeding 5.6 crore rupees. During the day-long sitting, a total of 543 cases were reviewed across various districts. Out of 515 cases at the pre-litigation stage, 449 cases were disposed of, while out of 28 pending cases, 12 were disposed of successfully. Majority of the cases involved bank loan recoveries, telephone bills and motor accident claims. Nagaland's Hornbill Festival has been honoured with the Silver Banyan Award for Best Culture Music and Dance by the WIC Heritage Awards. According to an update from PRO Nagaland House, New Delhi, the award ceremony took place in New Delhi yesterday, where Union Minister of Culture and Tourism, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, presented the award. Joint Resident Commissioner of Nagaland House, New Delhi, Sharon Longcharu, received the award on behalf of the state. And in weather, India Meteorological Department has forecast light to moderate rain with thunderstorm at many places across the northeastern states over the coming days. Heavy rainfall is expected in isolated locations over Nagaland, Assam, Meghalaya, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura till Tuesday and on the 18th and 19th of September. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.